This is Pistol Pete Atkinson with the weekly sports roundup. Pocahontas County Schools. The Pocahontas County Warriors football team faced the Midland Trail Patriots Friday night, November 3rd, in Hyco, West Virginia, losing 51-6, moving the record to 1-9, ending their season. Bath County Schools. The Bath County Chargers football team faced the Narrows Green Wave Friday night, November 3rd, in a battle for the Pioneer District title in Hot Springs. Narrows led 20-13 at halftime before pulling away in the second half to win 47-19. The Chargers fell to 3-1 in the Pioneer District, 9-1 overall. Wyatt Campbell scored two rushing touchdowns from 3 and 5 yards out before getting injured late in the second quarter. He was unable to play in the second half. Cooper Lowry took over the signal calling duties and led the Chargers to a touchdown in the second half with a 10-yard pass to Andrew Turner. Bath County hosts Gaelics in the Class 1 Region C playoffs Friday, November 10th. Highland County Schools. The middle school girls and boys basketball teams take on Shawsville on Friday, November 10th at Shawsville. Turning to area colleges. The Virginia Military Cadets football team played the ETSU Bucks in Johnson City, Tennessee Saturday afternoon, winning 31-24, improving the record to 3-3 in the Southern Conference, 4-5 overall. Up next for the Cadets is a game against Furman in Greenville, South Carolina on November 11th. The men's basketball team started off their season with a game against the University of Richmond on November 6th in Richmond, Virginia, losing 93-75. Their next game is at home against Christendom on Thursday, November 9th. The James Madison Dukes football team faced Georgia State and Atlanta, Georgia in an afternoon tilt, winning 42-14 to remain undefeated at 6-0 in the Sun Belt Conference, 9-0 overall. Up next for JMU is an afternoon game against UConn at home on November 11th. The James Madison men's basketball team upset number 4 Michigan State in East Lansing, Michigan on Monday night, November 6th, winning in overtime 79-76 to open their season in grand fashion. The JMU men next faced Kent State in Kent, Ohio on Thursday, November 9th. The women's basketball team started off their season on Monday, November 6th at home, winning 104-31 against Eastern Mennonite. Up next for the women is a home game on November 8th versus Toledo. The Virginia Cavaliers football team got crushed by Georgia Tech at home on November 4th, losing 45-17, dropping to 1-4 in the Atlantic Coast Conference, 2-7 overall. Up next for the guys is a game against Louisville in Louisville, Kentucky on November 9th. The men's basketball team opened up their season with an 80-50 win against Tarleton State at home on November 6th. Up next for the guys is a game against Florida in Charlotte, North Carolina on November 10th. The West Virginia Mountaineers football team hosted the BYU Cougars on November 4th, winning 37-7, moving their record to 4-2 in the Big 12 Conference, 6-3 overall. Up next for the guys is a game against Oklahoma in Norman, Oklahoma on November 11th. The women's basketball team got things started off right to begin their season, winning against Loyola, Maryland 74-39 on November 7th at home. The Lady Mountaineers play Pitt in their next game on November 11th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Virginia Tech Hokies face the number 15 Louisville Cardinals in Louisville, Kentucky on November 4th, losing 34-3, dropping the record to 3-2 in the Atlantic Coast Conference, 4-5 overall. Up next for Virginia Tech is a game against Boston College in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts on November 11th. The men's basketball team played Coppin State to open their season at home, winning 100-55 on November 6th. Up next for the guys is a game against South Carolina in Charlotte, North Carolina on November 10th. The Liberty Flames football team faced Louisiana Tech at home on November 4th, winning 56-30 to remain undefeated at 7-0 in the Conference USA, 9-0 overall. Up next for the Flames is a game against Old Dominion at home on November 11th. The men's basketball team beat Mid-Atlantic Christian on November 6th, 103-43 at home to start their season. The guys next face Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina on November 10th. The Lady Flames basketball team began their season with a 68-46 win over Frostburg State at home on November 6th. Liberty next faces Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, Texas on November 10th. Information for this report came from Mark Pfeiffer of the Recorder, Max Preps, and individual school websites. For more detailed information and scores, please visit this story on AMR's website. This has been Pistol Pete Atkinson for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.